We're joined by Dr. Ken Jeong. You know him from everywhere. Community, The Hangover, and his own show, Dr. Ken. And they've got an episode airing tonight, I should say, at 8:30, from 8:30 until 9 p.m. Eastern time on ABC. And he joins us now on The Attack. Good morning, Ken. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, we talk about and we joked about it leading up to it. You know, Dr. Ken, and you are a doctor, and this kind of is hand in glove for you. But this is a special episode that you have tonight. Talk to us about it a little bit.
Yes, everyone, because I'm a real life doctor, everyone always asks me, what do you do, you know, how do you tell a patient when someone's dying? And this episode answers that question. Ken tells his favorite patient, who is a Don Rickles type of comedian, that he can't perform his final show because his cancer has returned. And it's really an emotional episode. It's heartfelt, and it's definitely the best episode we've ever done on the show. It's one of the best moments of my career, and it's based on my real life experiences as a physician with patients with terminal illness, and also my wife's fight against breast cancer. She's a 7-year cancer survivor, and there was a lot of emotion, a lot of genuine real life sentiment in this episode, and also we didn't sacrifice the funny. What I'm really proud of this, we weren't preachy, we weren't like sacrificing jokes for to make you cry or try to be manipulative that way. The guy's a comic, and there's a lot of Vegas hooker jokes there, that stuff that you bring a lot of hard edge funny to, and if anything, the episode is one of the funniest episodes we've had, simply because the character is a comedian, and he basically can't tell his dirty jokes anymore because his cancer has come back. He can't do what he loves to do. So there's a universality to this without being preachy, which is really what I wanted to avoid. You know, I really wanted this to be just as funny, and what the coolest thing about this episode, the funnier the episode got, the more heartbreaking it was.
Well, you know, it's a delicate balance to be poignant like this, and that's an apt description of the episode, but still keep it funny. So I think you should be applauded there, because you really had a fine line to balance, and I'm sure at times it wasn't easy, and there were a lot of script changes because you said, you know what, this is a little bit in bad taste. And so I'm sure it was a tough balancing act. Talk a little bit about the balancing act to keep to send that serious message and deal with a serious topic, but not sacrifice the humor at the same time.
We added, you know, basically, I think I'm one of the writers and producers of the show, and I think you have to script this particular episode like a drama, and the jokes come in second. To me, the heart of any good comedy script, really, the story has to make sense. So I'm kind of a story geek where you have to have a beginning, middle, and end of the story, and then the jokes are secondary. And there are a lot of, and unfortunately, as a comedian myself, you know, I can come up with jokes on the spot, and there are writers who are much funnier than me that can come up with even better jokes or I start improvising a joke and they can shape it and make it into a better joke. So that's kind of how this worked on the show. It was actually in reverse. The jokes really were necessary to lighten up the mood, because for me it was really emotional to do the show. I just saw so much of my real life into this. I mean, I was crying every day while I was shooting it. So it was really, there are a lot of scenes that we had to, there are a lot of times where we had to, where the director had to yell cut, because, you know, I was just crying so much. And on scenes where there was no tears to be shed. It was such an emotional episode. If anything, for me, the joke actually helped me through that episode.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You as a doctor, and your big screen debut is in Knocked Up as a doctor. And a 180 in that you were one of the few characters in that film that was actually kind of a dark character. You had no bedside manner. You know, you were kind of angry the whole time, but they made you a little bit more human at the end, at the birth. You know, did you find that you were able to ease into things that way because of your experience as a doctor, and make them still likable, or at least human, I guess maybe is a better way to put it?
Absolutely. Well, when Knocked Up, in that particular character, I mean, it was actually based on some real-life doctors who I interacted with, and some people I didn't like, to be honest. But you realize at the end of the day, they're really good doctors, and and that particular character in Knocked Up was based on a combination of a few doctors that, honestly, I didn't care for personally. But they were amazing doctors, and that doctor saved, in Knocked Up, saved the baby's life. And to me, that was the kind of the moral of that of that tale, and that was also inspired by Judd Apatow's real-life wife and her experiences. And so it dovetailed perfectly, my approach to the character and also Judd's telling of that story. And Dr. Ken is a bit different. I mean, I think now it's evolved. It's definitely inspired by that character in Knocked Up, but I think what I love about, like, in this episode, too, I think it's almost marginalizing when they say, oh, the guy's he's a great, you know, he's horrible with patients. Dr. Ken, I hate that description because, well, then why is he a doctor if he's horrible with patients? He's got to be good with somebody. There's got to be some patient that loves him, and this particular patient in tonight's episode loves him, loves Ken, because they're both kind of immature, obnoxious kind of characters, and both the patient and the doctor. And so there's a need for that, you know? So that's why I really love this episode, because you really get to see why he's a good doctor, why, having a good physician-patient relationship is a lot like dating. They got to be compatible with each other. You know, that's really, at the end of the day, the skill level of a physician, and if that's all basically equal, then it's a compatibility that's really important.
Very quickly before we let you go, Ken, because we do want to keep you on schedule. The demands for you are great, and we respect that. Playing a somewhat autobiographical character, as we see many comedians do, talk briefly about how unique that is and how challenging that can be.
Well, I mean, like this particular episode, you don't want to personalize it so much that the emotions cloud your judgment. Oh, I would never do that. Well, how about your character, Ken? Would your character do that? So you really have to avoid those traps. And I think I'm really proud of the fact that I really have objectified myself, where as Ken Jeong, I would not do a lot of these things. I was actually very nice and compassionate to my patients. I wasn't obnoxious with my patients. So in real life, I'm way more sensitive than my character. And I really do feel that I've done a good job of maintaining that objectivity because of my acting background that a lot of stand-ups, quite frankly, don't have. I've done over, 30 movies, and I've been on 110 episodes of Community over 6 years, so I'm playing different characters. Mr. Chow is not like me, so I've had actual experience as an actor, and I have acting ability more than most stand-ups that I'm able to kind of really make that distinction. And I'm really proud of that because, quite frankly, a lot of stand-ups can't do that at all.
Boy, Ken, this was great. And again, the show is Dr. Ken on ABC. Tonight's episode, very funny, very poignant, 8:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. But Dr. Ken airs each and every Friday night on ABC, 8:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. This was truly a pleasure. We could have spent much more time with you as it relates to your journey to becoming a full-time actor and comedian, and also even your life growing up as a son of a professor and everything else. And maybe next time we'll do the interview in Korean if you'd like.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
I swear, it was really a pleasure, Ken. Thanks so much. And kamsahamnida to you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye now. That was Ken Jeong joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack.